A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 13th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's last mobile voter registration exercise for this year's elections. It started yesterday and ends on March 21st. The outreach program comes at a time when Zimbabwe is preparing for elections set to be held sometime this year. But first, a quick look at what is happening in Zambia. Some of the Zimbabwean farmers whose land the government seized for redistribution 2 decades ago moved to Zambia and have now prospered. In the past year, those farmers started exporting food to Zimbabwe, which has been struggling with food insecurity, partly because of those land seizures. Columbus Mavunga reports from Chisamba in Zambia.
Graham Ray, once a major cotton farmer in Zimbabwe, is now plying his trade in the Chisamba district of Zambia. Here too, he has made a mark, becoming the first exporter of blueberries from Zambia to China. He lost his 1,000-hectare farm in Zimbabwe to an army general and is planning to buy a 15,000-hectare farm in Zambia, but is not proud about his success in his new country.
Obviously, it doesn't make me feel good because I know the potential of Zimbabwe. If it was a net exporter, it can return to be a net exporter. All it needs is the correct policies and you'll be a net exporter. It's as simple as that. Let the private sector run agriculture.
In 2000, the government of then Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe seized land from white farmers, saying it was reversing colonial imbalances, which left black farmers with only infertile land. That led to Ray's move to Zambia. Officials in Zimbabwe did not respond to a request for an interview. Zambia National Farmers Union spokesman Kakoma Calvin Kalei says about 300 displaced Zimbabwean farmers applied to settle here in the early 2000s. He sums up their work in Zambia.
Let's look at what they have managed to contribute in terms of production. Wheat production, jumping from 60,000 metric tons per year in 2009 to somewhere averaging between 300 to 420,000 metric tons per year. If you look at the contribution of the Zim farmers, massive, massive contribution.
Kalei added that Zambia now exports onions, tomatoes, potatoes, and maize. Ironically, Zimbabwe, once the breadbasket of the region, imported maize from Zambia last year. Kelvin Ambwezia, chairman of Zambia's Food Reserve Agency, says his country wants to earn more foreign currency from the agriculture sector in which the former Zimbabwean farmers are involved.
I know farmers that are doing high-value crops for export. The impact is enormous. You can't dwarf the impact that they've made or the contribution they've made to our agricultural sector. So we have benefited a lot, and we hope that they don't go back.
But Ray has other ideas.
We Zimbabweans, and we would love to go back, but we've got no choice. We have to stay here, and we want to stay here because, like I said, the Zambian government's been good to us.
And Zambia is benefiting from the relationship. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Chisamba, Zambia.
And back in Zimbabwe, the mobile voter registration exercise is underway with reports of some technical glitches in some parts of the Midlands and Mashonaland provinces where biometric machines jammed due to power outages. According to CCC activists and independent observers, this will derail the voter registration exercise if it continues. Despite this setback, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says the exercise is going on smoothly in most provinces. The Registrar General's Department is also part of the mobile exercise in which it is issuing birth certificates and other national identity documents. So far, ZEC has not released the number of people who registered yesterday and today. According to ZEC, there are currently just over 6 million voters on the country's voters' roll, which has not been made public. Efforts to compel ZEC to release the voters' register have been dismissed by Zimbabwean court. Harare, with almost 1 million people on the voters' register, has the largest number of registered voters, followed by the Midlands province, and Matabeleland South has only just over 267,000 voters. Ibambe Zuluganda Balinjani, lapelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba, namhla sixoxa ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota olwethulelwe uZulu izolo iKomishini yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission elizweloke jikelele. Uhlelo lolu luzagqitshwa mhla ka-21 Mbimbitho. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ngayakhulumi ngenani labantu asebebhalisele ukuvota kusukela izolo. Kubikwa uba imitshina yabo ike yama ukusebenza eNkabazwe lezinye indawo ngenxa yokusilela komlilo kagesi. IHarare kwamanje ilabantu phose abayizigidi asebebhalisele ukuvota ukuthi isabelo seMatabeleland South silabantu abalutshwani okumangalisayo. We caught up with some people who were registering to vote and others monitoring the exercise. Our correspondent Godwin Manguja spoke to CCC lawmaker Charlton Wende, who was doing door-to-door voter mobilization in Kwazana East with his colleagues.
I think so far so good on the mobilization aspect. We have teams that are moving around the constituents, mobilizing people, conscientizing them on the need for them to register, and also explaining to them what they need to do. So as a result of those efforts, we have seen that all our polling stations, registration centers are full with people. There are queues that formed since morning. So on that aspect, we think we have made significant progress. But we have a lot of problems coming from, as usual, from ZEC, most of them which we think are deliberate. Yesterday we had over 40 people from High One that were turned away, not because they didn't have sufficient documents with them, but they ended up, they were frustrated, and most of them ended up just leaving. So there's a deliberate go slow by ZEC officials. They don't want people to register. They are just doing this registration as a formality, but we are pushing on them, and as you can see, myself and the councillor, we are moving from one polling station to another, and also joining our mobilization teams.
Mm-hmm. Are people coming up with the relevant documents? We hear some are bringing in driver's licenses.
Yes, a number of people are still bringing driver's license, but our teams are on the ground. They are making sure that the message gets across to the people that they don't need to bring a driver's license. The only valid documents that are accepted, which shows your citizenship, is the ID, the national ID, and the passport. So I think that aspect has been largely resolved. And today we have very few cases of people that are bringing driver's licenses.
Any people being turned away?
Yes, I understand here at this polling station, I don't think we have anyone that has been turned away, but I understand that I1, there are two people that have been turned out. One had an ID that had a faded picture, and the other one brought a passport that was expired, and so those are the reasons. But as you are aware, there's also a team, a mobile team from the Registrar General, issuing IDs. So we are also conscientizing the community that look, if there's a problem with your passport or you don't have an ID, you can also follow the mobile registration centers from the Registrar General's office so that you can attain your ID and also come and register.
That was CCC lawmaker Charlton Wende speaking with Studio 7 Scott Manguja in Harare. In Bulawayo, ZANU-PF local executive member Pangira Shumba says ZANU-PF is mobilizing people for the outreach voter registration program. And this is Ushumba Ekuluma Ngotabalolu.
The program ye voter registration lapha ku Bulawayo ihamba kahle. So far ama numbers esiwabonayo behamba besiya register mahle kakhulu. Ayabonisa nje ukuthi abantu bazimisele ukuvota, bedefenda ilizwe labo ngendlela yokuvota, ngoba i-freedom leyo yokuthi abantu bekhona ukuvota bekwazi ukuzimela okungala kugcindezelwa kumbe okungelwa kufoswa bezihambela bekhululekile sibona kukahle njalo i-mobile voter registration lay ekhona kathesi i-turnout yakhona inhle ibonisa ukuthi abantu bayazinika isikhathi sokuyenza into zelizwe labo abantu bazimisele nje ukuthi bayavota bekhulume abakukhulumayo njengamaZimbabweans hayi kwalukuhlupho esilubonayo kangako sibona nje ukurejista kwabo kukahle yonke into izahamba kahle ngama-elections azayo hayi ngiyabonga.
Colton Manguja also spoke to Wellington Marika, a Zimbabwean who was registering to vote in the forthcoming general elections.
So go register to vote. Is this is the rule that we go register to vote. Tansa taka vote. Tamu zikara tapi ita challenge. Ego tikupa ni suru mataka wewe. Tewana kuno noka kwacho. Wachitu angwa ni mshinu mwechete. Saka wayona watu tisuse wa nchengta idosu watisiko register. Zungu zengwa zaezo tini. Waza ndi zotu nengu wa uya uni chido. But in the time I have to travel to the moon, I have to travel almost in the hour to the moon. I have to travel to the world down to the two children, which is not to go young in a week.
Saga Nasi is to go on a Zakuma one mascot, my Kwanza game to register for hotel.
Yeah, and that's the Kwanza to register for hotel. Kuboxing.
Mawe o makwanda shakadini, the Mamwe.
Yeah, but I was to attend to 120 number 9, 7 HD.
That was a Harare resident Wellington Marika speaking to Studio 7 Scotland Manguja. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has not yet announced a date for the polls. He is expected to do so very soon. And right now we've got our guest, that is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator. And joining us also on Skype is Mr. Frank Kuni, a ZANU-PF member based in USA. So let's start with you, Mr. Kuni. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Kuni, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. So the voter registration exercise is in motion right now, and it seems there's a huge turnout. What's your take on that?
Well, that's exciting news, but we wish people had started registering way before the blitz, because they would have had ample time to rectify any anomalies. Since voter registration is open throughout the year, more people should have gone earlier, but nonetheless, we commend ZEC for opening this voter blitz and allowing people who want to do last-minute registration to do so. And we as ZANU-PF, we are organized. We have had our members registering throughout the year and the year before. Just a few members who are left over, we are making sure they are getting to the registration centers and with proper documentation so they get registered. That's encouraging news, and we expect a higher turnout this year.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We've got another guest, Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. Mrs. Ndlovu, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, we are told that, you know, there's a huge turnout of people who want to vote in the next elections. What's your take on that kind of development?
First of all, I'm going to ask a question to verify information whether it's true or not. even though I just came back from home, I didn't get any information about. Is it true that voter registration is open throughout the year?
It is, yes.
Yes.
But there's a cutoff point somewhere where even if you register, you can't vote.
Even if you registered, you can't vote?
Yeah, there's a certain period. When the president announces dates for the elections, you can register, mm-hmm. but you can't vote. Go ahead now.
You can't register after the announcement.
You can register, but you can't vote. That's the thing.
That's sad, because that's another way of voter suppression. Because it could be possible that once he announces, I only turned 18 to qualify to vote, or I just obtained my document that I've been looking for, since if I had gone to the registration that my Mkwasha is talking about, Guni, and I was told that I can't use the driver's license or I can't use a paper document, then that means I'll have to go back to the other lines to try and make sure that I have the proper documentation to go and register. And then after an announcement is made, and then I can't process what's the purpose of announcing that people should register to vote if I'm going to register and not vote.
Mm-hmm. So when I was going to talk about Ghana, I'm going to go. Yes, I'm
going to go. And then if you register after, also the vote. So what is the purpose of voting then? Because that's voter suppression. Because in the process, lapha kuvuliwe ukuthi abantu bavote. Abantu bahlangana lezinye izinto ezibehlula ukuthi baregister ukuvota njengokuthi nxa ungela driver's license. Mina nje driver's license yami eZimbabwe elinamba zami zesithupha. I don't see ukuthi kwehlukana ngaphi khona lapho. Zesithupha ezibathekileyo ukuthi ngivote ngazo. Thathi inamba zesithupha zami
So let's take a break. We are going to come back to Mrs. Ndlovu and Mr. Kuni. So yeah, so now I think let's go ahead and hear what our producers are saying. So we're taking a break right now.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile voter registration exercise. We started yesterday and ends on March 21st. Our guests are Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu and Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU-PF. So let's go back to Ubaba Kuni. Ubaba Kuni, looking at how things are going right now in Zimbabwe, we know that the country is preparing for elections. That's why it is conducting this voter registration exercise. In Shona, what can you say could be the challenges facing ZEC right now? Because we are told in some cases the biometric machines are not working well because of power outages. So what could be some other challenges there?
Well, tingati in Shona, zinu zinotarisirwa, pese panoshandiswa mishina and the tichitarisawo kuti nyika yedu ine dambudziko remagetsi kwese kwese. So zvekuti mishina inombotadza kushanda kana inotadza kuconnecta zvakanaka, that's expected, but that happens in every country. Even kuno kuAmerica mishina inombonzi yatadzawo kushanda but zvinokorektwawo zvichifamba zvakanaka. Tingati zvingaomera zeki zvizhinji ndezvekuti vakwanise kumita demand, because vanhu vakawanda, tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vakawanda zvikuru kwazvo vari kuenda kunoregister. Saka tinoona sokuti zeki inofanira kuti inge ine vanhu vakawanda vanokwanisa kuseva momo yese iri kuenda kunoregister, so that everyone feels that they have been given enough and an opportunity to register and exercise their right to vote. Saka tingati if necessary, maybe if it's necessary, ZEC might have to extend their blitz period kuitira kuti vanhu vese vanoda kunovhota nguva iyo, kunoregister nguva ino, vaende vanoregister. That's before the president proclaims the election's dead. Sezvatanga chitaura nambuya vangu kuti vabvunza mubvunzo. I wanted to respond to that if you give me 1 minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So, even in the United States, you cannot go and register today and vote tomorrow. The reason why there is a cutoff point is because there has to be a voter's roll that has to be compiled and verified by the voters before they can go and vote. And furthermore, in Zimbabwe, registration is open every day of the year, except for weekends maybe. But throughout the year, we have had 4 years since the last election. Anyone could have gone and registered at any given time. And right now, this is kind of for an extended period or a special period that ZEC has created to offer more opportunities for those probably who are outside of the country or for one reason or another were not able to go and register throughout the year. And here is their chance. So to look around and say, well, this is going to stifle for voters' capacity to vote because there's a cutoff point, I think it's a misunderstanding of the legal provisions. The law in Zimbabwe is very clear, just like in any other country. You have to have a cutoff point to allow the authorities to properly tabulate the numbers that are expected to go and vote, and a voter's roll is produced so that it can be inspected and everyone can see whether or not they are properly registered. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kuni. So let's take Mr. Itai Marombeza, he's a CCC member based in USA. Mr. Marombeza, welcome to the program. Mr. Marombeza, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Itai Marombeza, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Gibbs?
No, I'm good. So, what's your take on the voter registration exercise so far?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. This exercise is quite important. And it has come at a very important period in our election calendar. And just a few things that I have noted so far is that it would appear whilst ZEC had this plan, but on the ground, some of the feedback that we are getting suggests that there wasn't adequate preparation on the side of ZEC to ensure that this process would unfold smoothly. We have heard of some of the areas where not enough machines were deployed to ensure that everyone who was going to come to go and register would get opportunity, and the whole process would be conducted efficiently. So that is one of the worrying trends that we have observed. And there are also cases that have been, we have also been reported of, some kind of intimidation from purported ZANU-PF activists or who were taking pictures, I think in airport, of some of the CCC members or supporters who were mobilizing voters those are incidents that we also encourage ZEC and the police to investigate and ensure that people are free to go and register without any threats.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Umama Priscilla Ndlovu. So, Nkosazi Ndlovu, ngasikhangela sibili, these two parties, CCC and ZANU-PF, are looking for a total of about 11 million votes. So, what we're looking at is ZANU-PF getting 6 million voters and, you know, 5 million voters, and CCC getting 6 million voters for their presidential candidates. So, what's going to happen here? Zimbabwe has got 6 million registered voters so far. So, which means if CCC gets 6 million voters, which means Mnangagwa is going to get zero. So, what could be the possibility of them getting those 6 million votes and ZANU-PF getting 5 million?
I think you mixed up your figures, Mr. Dube, about how many people are registered.
It's 6 million registered voters so far, 6 million. So
okay,
then
so
ZANU-PF says, so far, yes. And ZANU-PF says they want 5 million voters. And CCC says they want 6 million voters. Those are concrete figures that they are talking about. But what is there in the basket is 6 million voters.
I think that those are political slogans or political positions that the two leaders or the two parties are trying to abazama ukuzifaka phambili wabo ukuthi this is what we want and this is what we want. But okuqakathekileyo lapha yikuthi abantu bona laba abangu 6 million sazi njani ukuthi bazavotela bani. At this stage asikwazi ukuthi bazavotela bani. So iconstitute ukuthi lokho nxa i-triple C citizens lose 6 million or 5 million, ZANU-PF lose 1 million. That's a difficult and an statement esingeke usisupport ukuthi uchongane.
Yes.
Kuyafana nje lalokhu ukuthi sizokuthiwa abantu abaregistayo they are being intimidated kumbe bayesaba bayesatshiselwa ngabantu bezana. Abantu bezana bazingani ukuthi laba abantu abaregista namhla ifo abantu abazabavotela. I think yinto nje esisekhaya ukuthi sesi angazi ukuthi ngasebenzisehlukene emicabangweni yethu. Ukuthi kathesi sicabanga ukuthi umuntu ozoregister ongaregistanga the past 3 years kuphela ama-elections or umuntu omutsha ozeregister nxa kade vele engaregistanga ukuthi uzavotela i-triple C. So yikho lapho sokusiba nohlupho khona but asazi ukuthi umuntu oregista namhla uzavotela bani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. On that score, let's bring in Mr. Goni. 10 seconds, Mr. Goni. Are you going to get the 5 million votes? 10 seconds, exactly.
Absolutely. We know our membership. When we talk of 5 million, we are talking of members that are registered with our party.
Yes, thank you.
We can't compare with the CEC because they are not a political party. They don't have membership. They don't have the people. So
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Mbombeze. Are you going to get 6 million votes? Yes, you are targeting in CCC. Did I?
What we dispute is the fact that ZANU-PF just makes prepositions that do not obtain on the ground. We know they don't have those many people. These are fictitious figures that they always throw around. CCC, just being 1 year old, you have noticed the overwhelming support that we have garnered in the previous by elections.
So are you going to get the 6 million? Are you going to get the 6 million? Yes or no?
Yes, definitely. That's the target.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gift to Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.